أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ناجيتم الرسول فقدموا بين يدي نجواكم صدقة ذلك خير لكم وأطهر فإن لم تجدوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. أأشفقتم أن تقدموا بين يدي نجواكم صدقة فإن لم تفعلوا وتاب الله عليكم فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الله ورسوله والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. In eyes before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has showed us etiquette of the assembly or the majlis or a gathering. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about an etiquette that was to be observed when one visits privately Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What used to happen sometimes was the munafiqeen used to consult Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in secrecy, and that time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give for individuals to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a one-on-one basis was very limited. And some of them would sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would occupy all that time that was allocated for several people. One person would allocate that time, and hence it became very difficult for others to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in privacy. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chalked out a way, and in doing so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eliminated this practice of the munafiqeen. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, idha najitumur rasul, when you secretly consult or privately consult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwaakum sadaqa, then precede your private consultation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with charity. Now, when this ayat was revealed, obviously, the munafiqeen were always the munafiqeen. They were unable to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this began to eliminate that practice of theirs, and this opened up the way for others also to privately talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرٌ. That is better for you, and it is athar, it is purer for you, in that by giving sadaqah on the one hand, the poor will be helped. On the other hand, the purification of one's soul. And also in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chalked out and created and showed out the difference between those that were sincere sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the munafiqeen. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also minimized this practice of people privately consulting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why some ulama have stated that even now, when we go to Madina Munawwara, and before we go to make our salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some have deemed it a part of adab, part of etiquette, that before we go, we give out some form of sadaqah, so that it purifies ourselves, it purifies our soul, and it opens our hearts, and it creates that link between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then if you do not find anything to give as sadaqah, then certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghafoorun raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate. After this, it became difficult also for the sincere ones to give out some sadaqah before consulting privately with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then negated and abrogated this command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and certain narrations indicate that one sahabi who had the good fortune of fulfilling this hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he had given out the sadaqah. He went privately, consulted with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala abrogated this rule. But what had happened was that elimination had also taken place. And Allah ta'ala says, أَشْفَقْتُمْ أَن تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَاتٍ. Are you afraid, or is it difficult for you to proceed before your private consultation charities? فَإِذْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, then if you are unable to do so, وَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven you, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, now never mind, this has become abrogated, but the other rules of Sharia will continue, so you carry on your practices, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, then establish your salah, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, give out your zakah, وَأَتِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and remain obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu khabirun bima ta'amaloon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khabir. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of what you do. Now, just to apply this in our own lives, we find sometimes that there is some pious personality that comes to visit our masjid, gives a talk, and after that, we're given time to make salam and musafaha with that person. And one of us begin to start talking with that buzruq or that pious person, and we go on and on speaking, and there are others that are standing in the line behind us. So we should also think about this ayat of the Quran Sharif now, that we are also holding back others, we are holding back that personality from doing some other task, we are holding back 10, 20, 30 people that are in the line, and we are so oblivious about it, and we carry on talking. That poor pious person also, because he wants to show akhlaq, he's a visitor in our area, he also won't say anything. So what we should do then, we should try and make an appointment with that person. Whatever we have to speak with that person, we should do outside of that time that has been given to the other public. And inshallah, if we do this, this becomes only better for us. It is adab and etiquette, and it is also consideration for our other Muslim brothers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.